Finally, Kai was free to meet with the other Slaughterkey captains. She had talked to several of them before arriving, but this would be the first time face-to-face. She had their dossiers. Though privateers, they had all trained primarily as merchanters and represented a dozen of Slaughterkey's minor shippers. She'd asked Argelos to meet with them first, along with Hugh Pertang, who would be her flag captain on Vanguard in case she was late. And she was, because she was buttonholed in the corridor by the Slaughterkey ambassador, who needed 15 minutes of her time right that moment. For this meeting, she had chosen a site closer to the branches where most were docked. The room wasn't as luxurious as the offices upstation, but the Cascadians had moved in the necessary table and chairs and installed a good display system. All were older, and most looked other than delighted to be where they were. Their military advisors had much the same expressions, ranging from politely noncommittal to frankly negative. From the dossiers Slaughterkey Defense had forwarded, Kai had identified five who might cause serious trouble. One had not shown up at all, perhaps delayed in transit, perhaps simply refusing to come. The military advisors had all stood up quickly, acknowledging her rank, but most of the captains stayed seated. That was not a promising start, but Kai said nothing, walking instead to the head of the long table where a place had been left for her. Argelos moved to the empty seat on her right, and Yamini, after a quick smile and nod to his fellow military advisors, sat at her left. Kai sat down. The military advisors also sat.
"I'm Admiral Vada. I'm presuming you all received information on me from Slaughterkey Defense, is that correct?"
Mostly nods. One captain, Canelos, her implant informed her, one of those she thought might be a problem, stared at Kai.
"Grace Vada's your relative, right? How's that qualify you for admiral at your age?"
"Grace is a relative, yes. That's not why I'm admiral. I'm an admiral because I'm the only person who's commanded a force against our enemy, and the only person besides Turek who has fought space battles, plural, under the conditions now operating, with instantaneous communication between ships during the battle."
A lean, gray-haired woman leaned forward in the chair next to Canelos. Captain Gillian Merced. Someone had noted on her dossier that her ship, Termagant, was aptly named. Complaints had been lodged against her for attacking trade ships, but she had five confirmed pirate captures to her credit, second only to Captain Kufal.
"Oh, right. I'm sure you have so much combat experience."
Kai looked at her. The woman shifted in her chair, but did not look away.
"Since that little affair at Sabine II, which I believe was covered in the news a while back..."
The woman gave a tight nod.
"During which my ship was captured by mercs, assigned to hold officers of other captured ships, and we had a mutiny which I personally ended by shooting the ringleaders..."
There was a stir along the table, a subtle withdrawal.
"Since then I have fought multiple engagements, including capturing a larger armed pirate vessel with my unarmed trader. Some of you might remember an old small Vada ship called Glynis Jones."
"You captured something with old Glynis? How'd you do that, play possum?"
Tardin, not expected to be a problem.
"Something like that, yes. And they didn't know I had EMP mines aboard."
Silence. They were all attentive now. Just as well. Kai didn't want to answer the question of where she'd gotten the mines and why.
"You're aware of the attacks on Vada, I'm sure. I was on Belinta, delivering cargo when that started. After that, I was the target of multiple assassination attempts, as well as ship attacks. Later, realizing the need for a multi-system force, I started trying to organize one. That's when Captain Argelos, another Slaughterkey privateer, joined me. Tell them about that, if you would."
Argelos pulled out a control for the room's display functions.
"We had seven ships to start with. The Admiral wasn't commanding. She'd chosen to let an older, supposedly more experienced officer from Bissonnette command. Three Bissonnette ships were with us, plus the two of us, a ship from Ciudad, and someone who turned out to be a plant, one of Turek's people. No way to know that at the time."
He put up a graphic of the system where they'd gone to train.
"Thing is, that commander hadn't had experience with the onboard Ansibles, the way the Admiral had. and she couldn't adjust her battle plans. The Ciudad ship left the group.
Argelos glanced at Kai, but she didn't yield. She had insisted that they not complicate the explanation with a personality and cultural conflict.
And then returned to warn us that the other captain had been a traitor, and that enemy ships were in the system about to attack. He tried to intervene, delay them, and his ship was blown. The Admiral and I had just been arguing for a more open formation, but the Bissonnette commander just didn't trust the Ansibles, so we were in tight when the enemy attacked, and only three ships made it out. One of the Bissonnette ships chose to follow the Admiral's orders.
We were lucky. Got off with minor damage. We had a full loadout of munitions, but that wasn't the deciding factor. They expected us to do what their spy had watched us train for, only I changed things. Kai skipped over the fight at Gretna, not really a space battle, and the interval at Adelaide. We picked up some allies, Ransom's Rangers.
Is that those fancy boys and all that gold and glitter?
Very competent ship handlers. Invaluable in what came next. We came into a situation at an empty system where a Merc company, you've all heard of Mackensy, I assume, was holding a training exercise and had been attacked by Turek's force, which outnumbered them. We were able to break up their attack and then assist in the recovery of wounded. But a second battle occurred some days later when an ISC fleet had arrived to deal with us for repairing the relay ansible in that system.
You fought an ISC fleet?
That was Kufal's military advisor, Major Steen. No. Turek had come back with what he thought was enough ships to take our small force and the rest of the Mercs. What he didn't know was that the ISC force was due to arrive.
How do you know that?
Later. Suffice that I did. I also knew that a Merc convoy was on its way to trade out training cadres. There was considerable confusion. The ISC commanders thought I was the enemy. The Merc convoy knew better. Turek returned in force, using ships they'd gotten from Bissonnette when they overran that system, and they claimed to be something called Blue Ridge Defense. Luckily, I'd been able to establish good communications with the Mercs by placing one of my smaller ships, one of the Ransom's Rangers, close to the Merc ship, and another as an observer and relay.
She had their full attention now, even troublemakers.
It was interesting there for a bit.
Bocanegro's advisor, Griffith, sat forward.
We've been briefed on this onboard Ansible thing. I don't understand how Turek ended up with some, and we have some. And they aren't what Vada Enterprises is now selling, are they?
We still don't know how Turek found out such things existed. Though I believe there are people in ISC looking into that. How we got them, found out about them at all, is that first ship I captured. There were a lot of them on it, along with other illicit cargo. I didn't know what they were at first, and I certainly didn't grasp their military significance until later. I didn't know Turek had them. I didn't even know who Turek was, or have any idea of the scope of the attacks he had made and was making.
I see that. So you think this ship was transporting them to Turek?
Kai did not want to get into the tangled family mess that Osman Vada represented.
There's evidence that Turek and this ship were working together, yes. Whether it was transporting them to Turek's fleet from some manufacturing facility or to Turek's agents in various systems, we don't know. I expect others were also involved. But the existence of onboard Ansibles explains how Turek and the other pirate groups were able to coordinate their attacks and overcome planetary defense forces. We've always depended on light-speed communications, and tactics in space required consideration of light lag.
Does this mean we're going to see instantaneous scan, real-time data anytime soon?
I'm the wrong person to ask. My concern is how to use the technology to advantage in combat.
Which brings up the point, just how different is it to fight with Ansible communications among ships? That ought to improve control.
It does. I've been working on new tactical formations and moves, as has Turek's force. What we've discovered is that he usually sends in more than one stealthed observer. Small ships packed with scan and communications gear, positioned in different parts of the system he plans to attack. We have no post-battle analyses of his successful attacks other than from Bissonnette.
There, he used his surveillance of system defense training to determine when they would be lowest on munitions and fuel, least able to fight. He probably did the same in other systems, but we have no proof. Captain Ransom captured one of his observers in the boxtop battle. It's now part of this fleet.
What about security?
We've modified the Ansibles we first captured. As it is now, we can listen in on Turek's force, though we don't know the language or code or whatever it is, and so far they've shown no indication they can listen in on our transmissions. But as with any Ansible, these have both general and directed capability. When they're talking with directed ship-to-ship, we can't hear them. All we get are the general announcements, and possibly not all of those.